This is WHYY's Morning Edition. I'm Jennifer Lin. You may have heard all about the smart card payment system coming to SEPTA buses, trolleys, and subways this year, but there are some other transit initiatives sure to have an impact on how Philadelphia gets around in 2014. Joining me for a roundup of this year's transportation news is Christine Fisher, transportation reporter for Plan Philly. Hi, Christine. Thanks for coming in.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Let's start with an update on Philadelphia's citywide bike share program. Can you give us a snapshot of what's in store?
Sure. So the bike share program is going to be similar to what we've seen in several other cities across the country, even throughout the world. It's going to be stations between 150 and 200 stations where these bicycles will be docked. And there'll be public bicycles between 1,000 and 1,500. And the stations will be from the Delaware River into West Philly, and then from the Navy Yard to Temple University's campus. And what they'll be is public bicycles that people can rent out for short periods of time and ride from one station to the other. So say you have a business meeting or you need to run an errand in the middle of the day, you'll be able to take a bicycle from one station and ride it across town to another station.
How about the renovations to Dilworth Plaza in Center City? They're slated to wrap up this year. What will that mean for the Center City? How will it change the way we travel around City Hall?
I think it'll really improve the walking atmosphere around City Hall. So before, Dilworth Plaza was this kind of concrete terrain that had steps down, steps up, obstacles you had to sort of curve around. But the new Dilworth Plaza will be one flat, level surface. There'll be really unique water features, and there will be some green spaces as well. So not only will you be able to walk through more easily, but you'll also be able to spend time, linger, grab a cup of coffee at the new cafe, sit in the grass. I think it's really going to be a big improvement.
And a tree grove, too, so some shade as those trees mature. We're also anticipating a few projects in 2014 that would resemble New York's High Line, that, you know, above-ground walkability area in New York City. What can you tell us about the Schuylkill River Boardwalk and the Manayunk Bridge, two projects that might be akin to that?
Right. So the Schuylkill River Boardwalk is part of an effort to extend the Schuylkill River Trail south. We ran into a problem just past Locust Street where there was not enough room to build the trail on land because it got squeezed between railroad tracks and the river. And so to solve that problem, a team of people that's really collaborative but led by the Schuylkill River Development Corporation decided to build out into the river. So instead of traveling on land, they've created this elevated boardwalk bridge that extends about 2,000 feet over the water and then connects back up to the South Street Bridge.
And as for the Manayunk Bridge, that's the old viaduct bridge that connects Ballykinwood and part of Manayunk, and now we'll be able to walk across it.
Right. It's this really impressive, incredible, sweeping, curved structure. And it was originally used for rail, but since then, SEPTA's determined that they can't use it for a rail at this moment. So a few groups have come together and turned it into a bike and pedestrian facility. So there will be a paved surface, and you'll be able to go up right onto the bridge, which is very high and provides incredibly unique views of the river. And you'll be able to walk or bike either from Manayunk to Ballykinwood or in the opposite direction.
Well, they haven't done it yet. So when is the date for that arrival?
So construction will begin this year, hopefully, but it won't actually be completed until sometime next spring.
That sounds lovely. Philadelphia hopes to start construction on the Delaware Avenue Extension project this year. What is that one about?
So that's a project that is in the very early stages of coming together, but it's goal is to extend Delaware Avenue up north, up into the Bridesburg area, which is around the Betsy Ross Bridge. And that will build a road that will look much like the current Delaware Avenue, just extended north. And it will be really key for that neighborhood because there are only a few ways into and out of the community. And now they'll have another major access road.
Is Philadelphia moving toward or trying to get around in more new ways than just driving? I sense a trend here.
I think so. I think there's a trend towards a focus on walkability. There's a lot more people living right in Center City and some of the neighborhoods surrounding it. And I think with more people living here, they want more ways to get around besides just relying on the car. So walking and biking is definitely on the rise.
Thank you so much. A nice little roundup of this year's transportation news with Christine Fisher, transportation reporter for Plan Philly. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.